Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to a very special Mondo Show on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Mondo, and I am waiting for my co-host and brother, Raphael, to call in. And he is, as always, late calling in. Some things never change. We haven't done the show in a while, but we're doing a live show tonight, just stirring up the pot a little bit because it's been a while and we haven't done the show. And we're looking to get it back and running. I know we used to do the show every Monday night at 11. So tonight is a special show. It's a Sunday night show. A lot of football going on today. All my Dallas Cowboy fans, if you're out there listening, feel free to call in. The number is 602-753-1670, and you'll be calling in on the digonline.com hotline. Once again, the number to call, 602-753-1670 is the phone number to call. I'm your host, Mondo. And a lot of interesting developments today in the Dallas Cowboy game. And if you're out there, if you're a Cowboy fan and you want to call in and get a little something off your chest, me personally, I'm a Giant fan. And I know my season ended last week to these very same Green Bay Packers, but it happened, and we're still going to proceed with our quest for another championship trophy, as will the Cowboys. But that quest begins next year, because for both teams, the season is over. Granted, Cowboy fans, you guys did happen to have a good run this year, unexpected run at that, considering the circumstances. And pick up the phone and call, 602-753-1670. Currently, we're the game in progress right now with fourth quarter with 3:29 to go. It is Pittsburgh 18 and Kansas City 10. We're looking at a Kansas City 4th and 2. And we're going to see who advances to the playoff, to the AFC Championship game next week. The game will be played in Foxborough. So all my Patriots fans, if you're out there, please pick up the phone and give me a call, too, if you want to talk some tonight. We're looking at live and 4th and 2. Alex Smith is rolling out to the right, dump off to the tight end, to the fullback for first down. It is going to be 1st and goal from the 1-yard line. They're knocking on the door. The Chiefs, will have to make a touchdown and a 2-point conversion to tie this game up and quite possibly send it to overtime. And 2nd and goal, 2:51 and counting. Hand off to the running back, where is in for a touchdown. And we are a 2-point conversion from tying this ball game up. The Pittsburgh offense has been their kicker this evening, nothing but field goals from him. Big Ben's on the sideline with 2:43 when they get the ball back or so. And this is another good game. This afternoon's game was a good game, too. A lot of scoring in the last two minutes of the game. Back and forth. If anybody has seen my brother or heard from my brother, have him call in the show. He's missing a hell of a show. And if you're joining us live on blogtalkradio.com/Mondo Show, once again, the phone number to call is 602-753-1670. from the 2-yard line, Kansas City. Smith drops back, looks into the back of the end zone, wide open for the 2-point attempt, and we are all tied, and there's a flag on the play. There's an offensive penalty. Let's see what the penalty. Sort of holding on the play, so they want to 2 points come off the board. They're not going to redo the play attempt because if there is an offensive penalty, they do not try it again, I believe. Let me see. Oh, no, they are going to try it again. Back them up. Two-point conversion is now a 12-yard play. And here we go. Smith back, looks to the end zone, in and out of the hands of the wide receiver. No good. And Steelers will get the ball back. And they will have the ball. 2:43. Once again, if you're out there and you're listening, 602-753-1600 is the phone number to call. Just waiting for my brother to call. He told me he'd call, and once again, as usual, my brother is late. I can never count on him. He'll call in possibly with 15, 20 minutes left in the show, and then we can really pick the show up from there. In the meantime, if you're out there, give me a call, 602-753-1600 is the phone number to call. And it was an amazing day today. Cowboy fans, if you're out there and you want to talk a little bit, not sure if you feel like talking right now, the phone and give me a call. I know there's a lot of chatter on Facebook right now with, you know, disgruntled Cowboy fans talking about the lack of officiating in today's game. And it happened, you know. Playoff football, they're letting them play. They're letting them play today. And just like in Pittsburgh, they're letting them play too. Not in Pittsburgh, in Kansas City, they're letting them play. And it's a beautiful thing. It's playoff football, the second season. And what can I say? What can I say? If anybody's out there and sees my brother, please let him know to call in the show. Say, hey, your brother's out there alone waiting for you. Give me a call. All right, so now we have 2:43 in the fourth quarter. Pittsburgh leading 18-16. Kansas City has one timeout left. Pittsburgh has all three of their timeouts left. They're going to kick off and probably try to play defense, get a quick three and out, and get themselves into position to possibly win this game on a three and out. I have Pittsburgh in my pool, in my playoff bracket pool that I have. So far this weekend, I am 3-for-3. And to complete the foreplay, nice little play that I'm with, to complete the foreplay, I would have to have the Pittsburgh Steelers win. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to invite back to the Mondo Show my lovely, talented brother. I don't know who got to you, but you finally got my message. But thank you for joining the show. It's a pleasure and an honor to have my lovely brother, Rafael Medina. What's the hotline you're calling in on right now, Raph? I forget.
I'm calling on the steelsharpandsteel.com hotline. So if you guys need something to eat, you can hit steel_sharpens_steel at Instagram. You can see that. And on Facebook, too, Steel Sharp and Steel. What up, my brother?
What's up, my brother? Hit my brother up for some food. He's a hell of a chef. I can tell you, I I lost about 70 pounds over the last 2 years, and thanks to his cooking, I found about 15 of them. And he brings me lunch. he brings me lunch every now and then at the place I spend my days at in the government center. And it's a beautiful thing. Welcome back. Welcome back. I know it's been a while since we've had the show, but I figured we'd give it another shot today. And, you know, Cowboys Blues, that's a good reason to have the show. But,
you know, I'm going to say this, and I know you're not going to agree with this, but I enjoy Dallas Cowboys' run. I mean, Dallas Cowboys didn't do anything to the Giants. The Giants beat them every time they played.
Yeah.
But
true.
You got to admit, it was fun watching these guys play. You know, because you
there
sit and you want people like, I want them to lose. People like, I want them to lose. I want them to lose. And they wouldn't lose.
That is so true. There is an old saying that goes, they say it about baseball. It says baseball is better when the Yankees are good. And I guess football is better when the Cowboys are good. Because when the Cowboys stink, there's nobody, there's no anti-hero. The Cowboys have taken on that role of being the anti-hero and the villain, the evil empire. And with them taking on that role in the league, football is a much better sport for it, you know, even though I hate them with a passion.
But you got to ask yourself, do you hate them? And I always say this to people. Do you hate the team, or is it the fans that you hate?
You know what? I do kind of hate the fans, because I don't know if you read my post this evening about them boys. It was funny how during the year in like week 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, all they were talking about was Super Bowl this, Super Bowl that, and then to have them come up short in the playoffs, in the first playoff game, kind of a little rewarding as a Giants fan, having them fall a little short. You know, I never expect that much out of my team as a fan. Usually, if I will take 9-7 every year as a Giant fan. I know the Cowboy fans, they wish the outcome would have been a little different today, but they went up against a hot quarterback. And the irony of it all is, last week on my Facebook page, I put a post. The post was, today, the one you root for today will be your foe tomorrow. And sure enough, everybody was, all the Cowboy fans were rooting for the Packers to beat the Giants. And when they did, they got what they wished for. But it is what it is. The Cowboys are out. Giants are out. I got the Falcons in the pool. I like those dirty birds. But other than that, how's everything with you, my brother? It's been a while.
Everything's
good.
Yeah,
any listeners you want to give a shout-out to? We need to get our listener base back up, because I know one time we were up to about 12 listeners.
Oh, how long are we a show for? What, a half hour?
Yeah, it's a half hour. We do the half hour.
We gotta,
the lowest form of entertainment. I know.
No, what I was thinking, because I didn't post anything on my Facebook page to see if we could get anybody to come in on this thing.
Yeah,
let me see.
It's all good.
But, no, I don't have, right now I don't have anybody to shout out to, but, you know, these, like I said, I
enjoyed this season
because I look forward to watching Dallas play. I did. I honestly said, you know what, these guys are young. They're rookies. There's two young guys in there. I think when Tony Romo could have came back, you know, they said to him, no, we're not going to ruin this momentum. But at the same time, he could have bitched him on and said, no, that spot's pretty much guaranteed. But as it turns out, Dallas well, we're not going to guarantee it anymore.
They definitely have a good nucleus there. They have a good offensive line. They got a great running back, a great young running back, and they got a great young quarterback. But just something about them, they just seem to keep coming up short.
You know, I'm gonna say this, and I hate to make the comparison, but I think this Dallas Cowboy team could end up being the NFL's Golden State Warriors.
The Cowboys in general are always going to be that team.
I think you're going to have great players, but they're never going to work well enough to win a championship.
Yeah, the thing about the Cowboys is there's go ahead.
You know, like when I was watching the game, the ball was like a minute and a half left, under 2 minutes, and I said to the guys there, I said, guys, this is when legends are made. This is the time when champions are made. And they didn't come up with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, I mean, if you watch, I know you watch. Did you watch New England's game yesterday?
Which game?
New England. The Patriots.
No, I was stuck in traffic most of the night, so I didn't really get to watch most of it. I kind of caught like the tail end of it.
All right. When watching Dylan and Tom Brady, you almost sit there. I'm sitting there watching this thing. Like, if he doesn't make a completion on a pass, I kind of go, why didn't he do it? Because you always expect him to win. You know what I mean? New England is one of those teams where, like, yeah, they're going to win. When they don't win, you're like, oh, they didn't win?
Yeah, the expectation is there that they're going to win.
Right.
It's implied that they're going to win the game. And it's almost a shock when they don't.
True. So true.
But once again, the Kansas City Chiefs are about to lose yet another playoff game that they were favored in. They got a home game, and they're about to lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers. But it's all good. It's all good. So my playoff is looking lovely because right now I went 4-for-4 this weekend. I got the Zig Online playoff bracket.
Oh,
I went 4-for-4 this week. So far, I got 6 out of 8 winners.
Did Zig Online do his Super Bowl thing yet?
Yeah, he did.
The boxes?
The boxes, yeah.
Oh, man, I missed out on that.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the boxes for the Super Bowl. That's different. He runs a pool where it's you got to pick the teams to win, and then you got to pre-pick your team to go all the way to the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Right now I'm looking lovely. I'm 4-for-4 this week. I need the Atlanta Falcons to win out. If they win, I win 2 pools. I don't know if that's going to happen, but we'll see. Where are you at?
I think I'm going for New England.
You're gonna go for New England?
I think I'm gonna root for New England. Sorry to say.
Why New England?
You know what? I just think that if I want a quarterback, if we were out there playing football, right?
Yes.
Like a playground football. And you get the ball, your quarterback. What name are you going to say as a quarterback? You know, you say like when you're coming down the lane, you go, oh, Jordan. Or you go, oh, Joe Montana or something like that. Who would you say?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Probably as a Giant fan, I would probably say Eli.
Yeah, but Eli's not going to.
Come on, Eli, they've been a disappointment to you.
Yeah, they could have won last week, but
they shit the bed. You can't win in this league. Well, I shouldn't say they can't. You can't win on field goals alone, as the Pittsburgh Steelers kicker kicked 6 field goals tonight to win the game. But you can't beat a team if they're scoring touchdowns and you're kicking field goals. You can't have that. You need
yeah,
to be able
to. Yeah, but
the defense
is good enough not to let them score. You know. I think Dallas lost today because of the last two plays they thought they had it won. Or they thought they were going to go into overtime, so that 26-yard pass.
36.
That killed them.
35, actually.
Yeah.
My thing is 36. To set up the field goal, the game-winning field goal.
Yeah, set up that field goal.
Yes.
I think they got comfortable, and they didn't play defense, and that's why they lost it.
Yeah, well, my thing is you always want to keep the clock running. When you keep the clock running, you shorten the game. Incomplete passes, running out of bounds, stuff, penalties, stuff like that kills the clock, and you need the clock to run. With the case of Aaron Rodgers, you want to keep them on the sideline. The way you keep them on the sideline is you get long drives. You shorten the game by keeping the ball in, by keeping the clock running. So if you stop the clock, that prolongs the game.
They did that. I mean, shit, you know. I think Dallas screwed up by taking those timeouts they didn't need to take. And they would have more time. They would have, I think they would have one timeout left when they needed it. They would have been okay, but no, they didn't have it. But
I know in the first half they were forced to use.
It's that last minute.
I know in the first half they were forced
minute.
To use timeout.
What happened?
Go ahead, say it. In the last minute.
Yeah, the last minute, if they didn't waste that timeout and would have kept it, they would have been able to at least, I was thinking they would have like 30 seconds with the ball after the field goal attempt. But because they didn't have that timeout to call it, they let the time run down.
Actually had a timeout left, and they killed the clock with one timeout left, eliminating a down. I was in the kitchen, and I missed that play. So I'm still sick. I'm still feeling a little sick. Thank you to Mr. Happy New Year. So I know I want to switch gears here a little bit, and I know we talked a little football, but I know we got about 5 minutes left on the show. You want to open it up and talk about anything? You know, the inauguration coming up in 5 days. Which will be a Friday, right? Wouldn't that be a Friday?
It's next Friday. Next Friday.
This Friday coming up, right? This Friday?
The 20th, yeah. This Friday.
A national day of mourning.
You know, it's funny how there's people, and he said it. You know, he said it at one of his pep rallies. Like, yeah, you know, when he said, oh, I should say this. It, people like it. He goes, I didn't want to say it, but you know, it worked. So I said it. Like, build the wall. Like, we're gonna build the wall. You know, and people like it. So I kept saying, build the wall. You know, I'm gonna get it. You know, they're gonna get rid of the Affordable Health Care Act, which they like to nickname the Obamacare. All these people who voted for him, some of them aren't going to have any health insurance now.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah. Yeah, the people that voted for him.
Yeah, I mean, they're
not going to be able to have any health care, yeah. Well, they're going to get a great wall, though.
Oh, we're gonna get a great wall. You know, another thing that kills me. Another thing that kills me is that like I don't care. About, you know, like abortion. You want to have an abortion? That's okay with me. That's your choice. Those are your beliefs. I don't think someone should shove that down your throat. Like, no, you shouldn't have it. You know, like they're doing now. They're gonna eliminate that stuff. Like, oh, the government shouldn't pay for those. But you know, in Texas where you have to, I think it takes like 2 days before you can have it. You gotta sit for like a 3-hour video, go to the hotel room, and come back the next day. Most women can't do that. You know. I mean, I'm gonna give him a chance. Because he is a businessman and he is a builder, and maybe he'll start building things that need to be repaired and shit and start looking at that. But, yo, I don't think they're going to build a wall. I mean, our highways are pretty shitty, you know, compared to other countries. You know, our airports are crappy compared, like, if you travel to other countries, like, their airport systems are a lot better than ours.
I don't travel too much.
I know you don't. They say subways are better. You know, the rail systems are better in other places. But, you know, you got to take, you know, if you want to build faster railroad cars and you want them to go to somebody's residential area and occasionally maybe take a car out here and there, you got to worry about. You know, but I think the economy took a hit again. You know, the stocks went down because of what he said the other day. He's attacking. He's telling, you know, like, he says he's going to keep Carrier from going to Mexico. He basically gave them the money they were going to save by going to Mexico in tax deductions. You know, he's upset with Ford who wanted to build in Mexico. A plant, but now they're going to build it here in the U.S., and he's going, you know, we want this car not to go to Mexico. Well, the car wasn't being made in the U.S. The car production dropped in the U.S. anyway, so instead of retrofitting our plant in the U.S., we'll just do it in Mexico. They don't sell that many cars anyway. And today he's on BMWs, yelling at BMW for importing. He wants to import car. When BMW brings the cars in from Mexico, he wants to charge them a tax. Okay, you charge BMW a tax. Who pays it? We do.
The consumer. The consumer will.
The consumer pays for it. You think that they're going to sit there and absorb the cost? No, they're not. They're going to pass it on to the consumer.
Of course they are.
I mean, this is coming from
and
a guy. This is coming from a. Of course they'll pay it. This is coming from a guy who and his family. Their clothing line and their jewelry is all made overseas. And they're trying, you know, they want to make people don't fucking think when they were voting for this guy. Now, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Hillary wasn't the best person in there, you know, but when she says, they said, he goes, oh, she's tied up with the banking, all the banking people are going to come in. Five of his top cabinet members are from Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
So what did he just do? He just did what he told people Hillary was going to do, and he turned around and did it himself.
Mm-hmm. He deflected. He held something bright and shiny in his right hand. Look at this. Look what I got. Look at this. Give him something else. We got about 10 seconds left on the live show, and then we're going to go into overtime. But thank you for listening to the show. We're not going to close. All right. We're done.
What do you think about it? I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Later.
Bye. Later. Bye.